It's time for the Area High School Game of the Week.
Kicks it up top, Bailey, opposite block now to Whitmore. Spin move, block, off the window, good. Give Tate a chance for one more.
Ball gets inside for Lebo to Zach Oswald. Reverse layup, good.
Here's Michael Deeker.
Hello again, everybody. Michael Deeker broadcasting live from Opie High School as the Ides of March are upon us. Postseason basketball, Class 1A, D1 Substate semifinals, and it's the Battle of the Eagles tonight. Opie, the 3 seed at 16-6. Clifton Klein, the 6 seed at 17-8. Both of these teams hoping to see some more days on this 25-26 season. But we've got a full slate on the Malice Tire pregame show. We'll visit with head coach Dana Wilson of the Opie Eagles. But you are listening to Opie postseason basketball on 1400 AM at 96.9 FM. We're about 14 minutes away from tip-off.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area postseason basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Let me welcome you on to the Mel's Tire pregame show on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. You're listening to Opie Eagle postseason basketball. Michael Deeker joined by head coach of the Lady Eagles, Dina Wilson. The Eagles now 16-6 on the season, and the last time out lost to Little River last Friday night. Coach, you guys had some time off with this bye. Has that been a much needed rest, or are you guys just ready to get back on the basketball court?
Oh, we're definitely ready to get back on the basketball court. But it gave us an opportunity to really dissect some of the things we needed to work on and take more time working on them. So, we're grateful for the time and ready to get back out there.
You guys won a line cutting league championship this year, but February was against a lot of tough competition where you guys went 2-5. What were some key takeaways over the month of February to where that might not have shown up in the win-loss columns?
You know, the February games, after our league games, we have a really tough schedule, and I think that's really helped us prepare for the postseason. You can't help but want to, get wins, but learning from the losses is a good thing as well. You know, we play some pretty high level teams there, 3A schools and 2A schools, and and top number ones in 1A, and I think that has really helped us prepare and know that we could be in it. You know, we kept it close with Little River for a while, and really saw the fight in our girls to never give up. And that's really all that we can ask for. But hopefully that'll prepare us for this postseason, and just know that at this point it's give it all you got. So I think our girls are ready to do that.
And Coach, you know, you're speaking of that never give up mentality. You guys overcame a fourth quarter double digit deficit to Nemaha Central in your last time at home. What was that last fourth quarter and the resiliency of your team that shined through in that comeback against Nemaha Central?
Yeah, I think I think we just really focused on getting defensive stops. And I think mentally they have to understand that you don't have to do it all at once. So, you know, one stop at a time, one possession at a time is really kind of what we worked on, and had some girls step up and finish shots for us, and we're able to overcome that deficit. So, really proud of our girls. That's a good 3A team, there. And, it's always been a tough game for us. But great to win on our senior night and, celebrate our seniors.
You know, another team that's battle tested like yourself is the matchup tonight with Clifton Clyde, 17-8 on the season out of the Twin Valley League, where they kind of beat up on each other throughout the year. But what do you know about the other Eagles tonight and what they'll be bringing to the table?
I know that they have a pretty athletic guard who can really get any shot she wants. So we need to make sure that we're prepared for her, and we've been talking about her all week. And they have some really good rebounders, and we're averaging about 30 rebounds a game right now. So if we can just keep that up, the average up there, and really attack the board, then we'll be in a good position. And they play a good zone, and sometimes that zone can lull you into taking shots early. And so we'll just need to make sure that we're working the time that we do have without the shot clock in the postseason. Just really need to be conscious of taking good shots in making our offense work for us.
You know, you're speaking about the good guard, Zebby Wirtz. You know, nearly 28
yes.
points a game, second leading active scorer in the state of Kansas in all classifications, coach's daughter. But what's the key focus on who will be guarding her and limiting not only the touches but just the amount of points that she has the ability to score?
Well, we do have a pretty good zone defense. So, I'm sure, you know, people will see that in our films and know that that's kind of what we start with. But we have some really good defenders, and Kayla Psyche has really been locked down on defense for us one-on-one. And Lily Skalski has done a great job. She's leading the team in steals and blocks and deflections. And so we'll have one or the other of them on her. But they just got to know that she is really someone that doesn't stop until she scores. And so, you know, she may pause a minute, but then she's going to keep on going. So we just have to be really patient defensively with her and not, jump on the fakes and just stay down and take it straight up with her. But she's also a really good rebounder, so we need someone that's going to block her out. And the other, there's a couple of taller girls that we need to make sure that they're boxing out as well.
You guys have worked a full court pressure defense on made baskets on this season. Is that something that we'll see again tonight with full court pressure, or will it be more of a half court set defensively against the Eagles?
I think our defense is pretty active when we're in the full court, and really it kind of increases our defense to offensive sets. You know, sometimes the best way to create offense is from defense. So we'll see some of that, and we do like to mix it up and keep them on their toes. It's hard to play your offense when it's constantly changing defensively on you. So And so we have, you know, planned to keep a good variety of defenses on them. But I think that has been our strength, and, you know, we're ready for that for this team.
You guys have played multiple deep, you know, 10-plus deep at times this season. Do you think your depth will come into play this evening against Clifton Clyde, or is it, or have you found a more tighter rotation here in the last few weeks?
I think we've found a little bit of a tighter rotation, and not that we don't have some others that you know, give us a couple minutes here and there. But we, you know, our starters are in a good position, athletically to play most of the game. And as long as we stay out of foul trouble, then we'll keep it that way. But it doesn't hurt to have some people step up from off the bench, and hopefully, we'll get some of that tonight. In the, you know, last few games, we've had somebody, different most every night, at least one or two people step up and do great things for us. So so hopefully we'll see some of that tonight as well.
And Coach, how do you handle the pregame speech, the preparation for your girls when you've got seven seniors that may be playing in their last game on their home court? You know for a fact they're playing on their last game as a home court, but going up against a caliber team like Clifton Clyde just to play loose and play free in a game like this?
You know, the great thing about having those seniors is that they get to talk a lot, and sometimes I don't have to say a whole lot. They already know what we're looking for out of them. They've done a great job of being mentors to the younger girls, and they really stay positive and understand, you know, where we're at in the season. You know, so I get to say a tiny bit, and then they follow behind with support for their teammates, and they're great about being outspoken and understanding. And sometimes the best thing for your team is for their teammates to say, you know, what's important to them. So I like to open up the floor to them before we start a game, and make sure that they know that I'm proud of them no matter what happens, but I'm here to win.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Wish you the best of luck tonight and look forward to future conversations with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited for tonight. Thanks for being there.
Well, that was Head Coach Dina Wilson. We'll wrap up the Mel's Tire pregame show and come back with starters and tip-off next on Opie Eagle postseason basketball on 1400 AM 96.9 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you by Hanson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HansonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at Emporia.edu. That's Emporia.edu.
Opie postseason basketball is brought to you by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Harford, Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools, and Communities. Opie Chicken House since 1958. The Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 475-3386 in the city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Area postseason basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Excellent job by Jacob Stice and the Opie Band with the national anthem. But we've got a fun one here this evening from Opie. Class 181 sub-state semifinals. Winner to play Saturday against either Centralia or Frankfurt. That game will be in Clifton Clyde. Of course, we'll have a doubleheader on Friday night with the boys' sub-state championship games. Opie taking on Rural Vista at 7:30. Burlingame taking on Canton Galva at 6 p.m. will be over on Mix 104.9. But go ahead and get in the starting lineups. Brought to you by Eagle Creek Ready Mix, local concrete ready mix, quality from the ground up. Find them at EagleCreekReadyMix.com or call 620-208-8080 for the Eagles of Clifton Clyde in their road red uniforms, a white number. A dark blue stripe down the short. It's 5'6 senior Sebby Wirtz, averaging 27 points a contest. She's gone over 1,900 career points. She is the second. She's second in all-time points that are active playing in the state of Kansas. 5'11 freshman Ellie Wirtz. 5'11 sophomore Eden Close, 5'6 senior Kaylin Baker, and 5'10 sophomore Paige Joy. Joy just shy of 10 points a contest. Opie, it looks like this. 5'11 senior Lily Skowski, over 1,000 career points. 5'11 senior Ella Wilson. 5'6 senior Kayla Steinke, 5'8 senior Cameron Tiemeyer, and the 5'10 sophomore Alyssa Skowski. Opie in their home white uniforms. Eagles across the chest in green, trimmed in gold. Opie coached by Dino Wilson, assisted by Derek Tiemeyer. Clifton Clyde coached by Kieran Wirtz. Over 150 career wins on the sideline. Clifton Clyde looking for their first state appearance since 2022. That was only their third all-time appearance. Opie looking to make it back to the state tournament since 2024. But one of those trips for Clifton Clyde, a runner-up in 1996 when they lost to Mound Ridge. Dina Holloway Wilson was a sophomore. Tara Holloway, a senior on that state championship team for Mound Ridge. It's Skowski and Close at the midcourt circle and going to go into the hands of Sevi Wirtz. She has it in the left corner. Going to be a trap in the far side now. Out top to Paige Joy, left side to Sevi Wirtz. A very intense Opie student section on the far side in cowboy hats and western wear. Sebby Wirtz has it in the right corner. Now up top to Baker. Baker back to Wirtz in the near side. Opie settling into a 1-3-1 zone. Baker far side Close. Now Sebby Wirtz in the left corner. She crossing over, trying to create some space. Picks up her dribble. Of course, no shot clock in the sub-state. Underneath to Wirtz, that's Ellie Wirtz, and she has the first points of the contest. Ellie Wirtz, the freshman, just shy of 5 points a ball game. 1-3-1 zone applied by Clifton Clyde here on the opposite side. Cameron Tiemeyer, top of the key, far side, Alyssa Skowski. She'll drive baseline and go to Ella Wilson, but Skowski, before the pass was completed, running out of real estate. It'll be an early turnover. Doubleheader for ball games on our KBWA airwaves. Ken Hansen over on Country 101.7 FM. Lebo taking on Elyria Christian. Horse Merdezine Valley hosting Altoona. And Waverly at St. Paul. Madison at Pretty Prairie to round out the games in the Class 1A, D1, and D2 substates. Jumper on the right baseline by Sebi Wirtz is no good. Rebound to Alyssa Skowski. She keeps it herself into the half court. Now up top to Lily Skowski. Over to the left baseline to Ella Wilson. Skipped it right side to Alyssa Skowski. Three on the right side is buried by Alyssa Skowski for a Henry Ott with Todd Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Landbrokers three. Opie on top, 3-2, 90 seconds in. Going to have a kickball in the backcourt as Opie has ramped up full court pressure against Cliff Thingslide. Inbounding will be Kaylin Baker. She keys it in over to Paige Joy. Now Sebi Wirtz has it, crossing the timeline. 6:15 to play first quarter. Sebi now over to up top to Kaylin Baker. Now in the far corner to Paige Joy. Back to Baker. Now to Sebi Wirtz. Their older sister, Shay Wirtz, playing at Cloud Community College, and a Sebi Wirtz three at the top of the key with the answer on the opposite side for a Henry Ott three-pointer. Lifting slide on top, 5-3 here early. Cameron Tiemeyer, far side, Alyssa Skowski on the wing. Up top, Cameron Tiemeyer, three. It's going to be short. Rebound off the hand of Ella Wilson into the hands of Sebi Wirtz. Seven in the half court now over to Baker. Baker on the right wing. Ball fake now going the corner to Paige Joy. She'll give her pocket picked by Kayla Steinke. Eagles of Opie on a 2-1 break. Now to Lily Skowski on the left block. She'll have her pocket picked, but into Alyssa Skowski up top, Kayla Steinke. Steinke picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Now near side to Lily Skowski. She'll get a ball screen, step into a three on the left wing. It'll be off the top of the score of the shot clock and go out of bounds. Back to Clifton Clyde we go. Clifton Clyde's boys head coach, Danen Kistner, making his way up here on this visitor's side here in Opie, sitting just to the left of us. So remind you guys that Danen Kistner, Tanner Schenk behind SunflowerHoops.com, the future site of basketball information for the state of Kansas. Three on the left side, no good. Going to be a rebound, last touched by Clifton Clyde. But check out that website. All the substate brackets are on one page. You can scroll from 1A, D2, all the way to 6A. Michaela Steinke with it over to Cameron Tiemeyer. 5-3 our score. Clifton Clyde leading Opie. 4.5 to play first quarter. Alyssa Skowski on the right side. She'll drive to the block. Off the window. Too strong. Ella Wilson had the rebound but gets it knocked out of her hands by Alyssa Skowski. Now Sebi Wirtz on the near side. Wirtz against the zone attack of the Opie defense. Sebi going left side over to Ellie Wirtz. Now back to Sebi on the right wing. She'll look inside, now go to Joy on the right baseline. She'll drive to the block. No good on the shot. Offensive board, though, to Eden Close. And a four-point lead for Clifton Clyde. Halfway through this opening quarter, 7-3 our score. Alyssa Skowski with it, skipping it far side and nobody home. Al Brown's going to catch it on the far sideline. An early turnover once again for the Opie Eagles. First substitution of the ball game, Phoenix Armstrong, a 5'5 senior for Clifton Clyde in the contest. But Nate Teichgraber, we're going to have a timeout taken by Dina Wilson. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys, if your favorite athlete had a great game that we should know about, nominate them to be the KVUE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvue.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and the stats, then listen Monday mornings at the 7:50 AM Sportscast, as well as the Monday morning quarterback, to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVUE Athlete of the Year in winning a college scholarship. Nominate your athlete today at kvue.com/athlete. That's kvue.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com for more information. 3:52 to go, first quarter, 7-3, Clifton Clyde leading Opie. Clifton Clyde out of the Twin Valley League, where they were a top four team, but picked up some losses to Lynn, Axtell, Hanover, Centralia. But Sebi Wirtz with it. Of course, Centralia Frankfurt, the other half of this sub-state bracket. Semifinal. You're going to have a foul against Kayla Steinke on a jumper by Sebi Wirtz. Sebi at the line. She is a 63% free throw, 83% free throw shooter, and she's good on the first one. Second one in the air, and good for Sebi Wirtz. So 9-3, Clifton Clyde leading Opie. 3:42 to go, first quarter. Cameron Teemeyer in the near corner. Underneath the Lily Skowski on the left block. She'll turn and face, leave a little shy off the rim, and a rebound to Paige Joy. Sebi Wirtz with it, 3.5 to play, 9-3, looking to add to their lead. Wirtz get a ball screen. She's at the elbow. Now lob inside on the pick and roll underneath to Ellie Wirtz. She'll be fouled on the block, and she'll go to the line for two free throws. A little shy on the free throw percentage for the freshman Ellie Wirtz, 33% on the season. Good on that one, though. Now 15 out of 43 on the season. Second one now for Ellie Wirtz. No good. Rebound to Alyssa Skowski. Opie trailing things by 7. 10-3, 3:14 to play. Long two-pointer on the baseline by Cameron Teemeyer is no good. Rebound to Clifton Clyde. Sebi Wirtz with it in the half court. Against now a man-to-man defense. Pick and roll to Paige Joy. She leaves it shy. Offensive board, though, to Ellie Wirtz. Her putback no good. Sebi Wirtz crashing the board, getting another rebound. She'll spin move on the elbow. Now drive to the block. Go up and under. Bang it off the rim. No good. And a rebound this time to Ella Wilson. Opie looking to push. Lily Skowski with it at the elbow. Now far side wing to Kayla Steinke. Now at the foul line to Alyssa Skowski. Now left elbow to Cameron Teemeyer. Ella Wilson has it on the near corner. She'll pick up her dribble. Now go to Cameron Teemeyer. Now back to Ella Wilson. Skowski of Alyssa has it at the left elbow. Nearly getting away with a travel, but maintaining the pivot foot before passing it to Lily. Lily at the foul line. She'll crow hop and Sean Fun all over it. And it'll be a turnover back to Clifton Clyde. They lead here in the Battle of the Eagles, 10-3, with 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. Outside of the made bucket by Alyssa Skowski, where Opie led things 3-2, it's been an 8-0 run by Clifton Clyde here in the first quarter. We have a substitution for Clifton Clyde. Jayla Robbins, a 5'1" senior, into the contest. Joy has it at the elbow. She'll turn and face, get tied up as Harper Schmidt, the freshman, comes down with the ball, and she'll rip it out of the hands of Paige Joy, and Harper Schmidt will follow the floor. Fall directly on the ball, but gets up okay, so that'll be a second team foul against, or actually a first team foul against Clifton Clyde, the first against Paige Joy. Kayla Steinke with it, trying to stop this 8-0 run by Clifton Clyde. Not going to happen there as Sebi Wirtz picks the pocket of Harper Schmidt. Wirtz on the left side wing. Now skipping it near side to Kaylin Baker. She'll step into a three. It'll bang off the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound going out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touch by Harper Schmidt. It'll stay right here with Clifton Clyde. Reese Johnson also out there for the green and gold. Sebi Wirtz with it. 1:40 remaining in the first quarter. Clifton Clyde leading Opie 10-3. Paige Joy has it at the foul line, backing down to the block, and it's a 10-0 run by Clifton Clyde. A balanced attack as Sebi Wirtz with 5, Ellie Wirtz with 3. Close and Joy each with 2 points apiece. Harper Schmidt to the right block. Off the window, good. Stopping the run of Clifton Clyde at 10-0 in the first quarter. But the Eagles of Opie still trailing things by 7. 12-5, 1:05 to play first quarter. Long three by Sebi Wirtz. It'll be short. Rebound to Lily Skowski. She'll keep it herself under the half court. Opie on a 4-2 break. Skowski backing down to the right block. Now to Alyssa Skowski. Foul line jumper. Trying to bank it in, and it's no good. And a rebound to Sebi Wirtz. Under one here to play in the first quarter. Wirtz with it on the left wing. Driving baseline. Spin move on the block. Turns and faces. Now kicks out to Robbins. Up top to Kaylin Baker. Back underneath the page, Joy, and a pass deflected and stolen away by Kayla Steinke. Pressure in the backcourt now, finding Harper Schmidt over on the right side to Alyssa Skowski. Skip left side to Reese Johnson, and she thought about it a little bit too much, and she will travel. Turnover back to Clifton Clyde. Sebi works with it. 23 seconds and counting here to close out this first quarter. Clifton Clyde has been dominant here early. Robbins has in the far corner. Now over to Paige Joy. She'll be fouled from behind. That's going to go against Alyssa Skowski, I believe. Actually, Harper Schmidt. Her first, team's third. 10 seconds remaining here to close out the first quarter. Inbounds from Baker up top to Sebi Wirtz. Wirtz will get a ball screen. Pick up a dribble. Long three will draw iron, but it's well short. Clifton Clyde leads Opie 12-5 after the first 8 minutes of play. You're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.
Area Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Jam Smucker's Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Moon's Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
Opie Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker, Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368. At ESB Financial, they understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Welcome you back to Opie High School. Michael Deeker with you. Remind you guys, Kid Hansen over on Country 101.7 FM. He's got Lebo and Elyria Christian. Altoona Midway at Mirazine Valley. Waverly at St. Paul. Madison at Pretty Prairie. Other games in our area going on tonight. Of course, Blake Cripps with Hornet Talk over on Mix 104.9, live from 627 Events Center. Now over to the left corner to Ella Wilson, underneath to Alyssa Skowski. Kick back out to Ella Wilson. Opposite block pass to Cameron Tiemeyer. She'll kiss the window and good. Opie back to a two-possession ball game. They gave up a 10-0 run in the first quarter, and they're going to have a turnover as a pass from Paige Joy bangs off the knee of Kaylin Baker out of bounds. Good crowd filling in for Opie. What the section right behind Clifton Clyde's bench is full of Clifton Clyde. Of course, Centralia traveling awfully well on Saturday in that boys' game. Three on the far side by Cameron Tiemeyer. No good. Fight for a loose ball. Going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Alyssa Skowski. It'll go back to Clifton Clyde. 12-7 our score here. 7:25 to play first half. Sebi works with it. In the half court, she had 5 points in that first quarter. Sounds like Sebi gonna be looked at by several colleges around the area. Sounds like maybe Tabor might be the front runner for her so far, but no decision has been made for Wirtz at the next level. Her older sister currently at Cloud at Community College playing basketball. And it's turnover as Kayla Steinke with another steal here. Now Lily Skowski over to Alyssa Skowski on the far wing up top. Steinke. Kayla will ball fake, now near side to Cameron Tiemeyer. Bounce pass to Ella Wilson. Back to Tiemeyer. She's at the foul line underneath to Alyssa Skowski on the block. Pump fake. Floater no good, but Ella Wilson with an offensive rebound. She'll be fouled on the putback. Foul's going to go against Ellie Wurst's. Her first, team's first. So Ella Wilson at the line for two. Opie on the season, a 59% free throw shooting team. Wilson's first one, good. First trip tonight for the Opie Lady Eagles. Alyssa Skowski is going to be subbed out by Harper Schmidt. Wilson trying to make it a one-possession ball game at the line, in the air, and no good, but offensive board to Liliskowski. She'll be fouled, and that's going to go against Ellie Wirtz again. That'll be her second, team second. And Liliskowski now at the line. She's second on the team at 71% from the charity stripe. Takes two dribbles, spins it in her hands and fires, and no good. Liliskowski's been held scoreless thus far tonight. 12-8 our score. Clifton Clyde leading Opie, 6.5 to play first half. Skowski at the line for another one. Good that time. Splitting a pair, and now it's a one-possession ball game. 12-9. Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound, but backs off to a half-court man-to-man defense now. Sebi Wirtz at the top of the key. Get a ball screen from her younger sister, Ellie Wirtz. Now Sebi, lob inside. Going to be stolen away by Liliskowski. Skowski on the break. Into the half court. Will slow things down. Set up the half court set. Near corner to Ella Wilson. Opposite block pass to Harper Schmidt. High off the glass and good. Opie's within one. 12-11. 4-0 run to begin. Actually a 6-0 run. To begin this second quarter. Wirtz underneath over to Eden Close. Now out to Joy. Up top, Baker. Baker get a ball screen. Now Baker in the corner to Joy. She'll skip it far side. Jumper, no good. Rebound to Harper Schmidt. Kieran Wirtz was begging for a timeout. But Sean Fun did not hear him. And Liliskowski a little bit too crazy on the pro hop. That'll be another turnover back to Clifton Clyde. Going to have a timeout taken by Clifton Clyde with the change of possession. It's a full break. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on KVUE.
Opie Postseason Basketball brought to you by Hanson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes and hope to see you March 17th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HansonAngus.com for more information. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Emporia State University, it just hits different. With flat rate tuition, small class sizes, and hands-on learning, learn more at Emporia.edu. That's Emporia.edu.
Welcome back here to Opie High School. Opie trailing Clifton Clyde 12-11, but in the midst of a 6-0 run to begin this second quarter, Clifton Clyde went on a 10-0 run where they led 12-3 at one point. So Opie actually in the midst of an 8-0 run between the first and second quarters. So pretty good contest thus far. These teams pretty even. Of course, their records 17-8 for Clifton Clyde, 16-6 for Opie. Of course, you probably count the bye that Opie had, so 17-6 for the green and gold. Clifton Clyde in the half court, going to be a pass stolen away by Liliskowski. Skowski, the foul line to the block, and she will drag the pivot foot and be another turnover back to Clifton Clyde. Third travel tonight for Lily. Takes a deep breath, frustrated with herself, but hustles back on defense. 3 minutes gone by here in this second quarter. 12-11 our score. Clifton Clyde leading Opie. Sebi Wirtz with it. Over the left side to Kaylin Baker. We're going to have a 3-second violation as Ellie Wirtz parked inside, and that'll be a turnover back to Opie. Kayla Steinke running the point now. Left side over to Harper Schmidt. Near corner to Ella Wilson. Up top, Cameron T. Meyer. Far side, Harper Schmidt, three. It's going to be well short. Rebound, fought for. Going to be a tie-up. Jump ball possession arrow in favor of Clifton Clyde. Sebi Wirtz with it. 12-11, Opie has held Clifton Clyde scoreless halfway through this second quarter. Sebi Wirtz getting a ball screen, drive to the block. High off the glass, no good, but she is fouled to the floor, and she'll go to line for two. Fouls against Harper Schmidt, her second, team's first. The Wirtz at the line where she's 2 for 2 thus far tonight. In the air, and good. Stopping the 8-0 run by Opie. Second one into the hands of Sebi Wirtz from Nate Tyscraper. In the air, and good. Wirtz now with 7 points to lead Clifton Klein, extending their lead back to 3, 14-11. Cameron Tiemeyer on the right side wing against a trap defense and stolen away by Sebi Wirtz. Now to Joy, over to Baker in the backcourt. Back to Joy, she'll cross the timeline. Halfway through this second quarter, 14-11, Clifton Clyde on top. Baker underneath to Joy, she'll back down, kicking in the corner to Phoenix Armstrong. Now up top to Baker, left side Sebi Wirtz. She'll get a ball screen, pick and roll from Robbins, nothing there. Now over on the right side to Baker, back to Wirtz at the elbow. She'll cross over, drive the block, off the window, no good, but she is fouled and she'll go back to the line. Do have a score update for Madison and Pretty Prairie. Dylan Sherwood texting in. It's 9-4, Madison leading Pretty Prairie in the second quarter. So the fouls against Kayla Steinke, her second, team second. Wirtz at the line, 4-2, and good on the first one. Reese Johnson in the game. She'll sub out Kayla Steinke. 15-11, Clifton Clyde on top. Second one in the hands from Wirtz. In the air, and good, nothing but net. Wirtz now 6 for 6 from the line with 9 points. Lead back to double digits. 2 possessions for Clifton Clyde, 16-11. Ella Wilson on the right corner. Now up top, Reese Johnson over to Lily Skowski. Here's side wing to Harper Schmidt. Up top, Reese Johnson, but stolen away by Phoenix Armstrong. Armstrong with the breakaway. High off the glass. Good for Phoenix Armstrong. Clifton Clyde has responded with a 6-0 run of their own. And Reese Johnson loses a handle on it. Now near side to Cameron Tiemeyer. Over in the corner to Lily Skowski. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Elbow jumper by Harper Schmidt. No good, but offensive rebound to Reese Johnson. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt hands it off to Reese Johnson. She's left open for a left wing three. It'll be off the mark to the left side and a rebound to Paige Joy. 7-point advantage for Clifton Clyde. 18-11, 2:40 remaining here in the first half. Wirtz left side to Paige Joy. Joy over to Baker. Near side Robbins. Robbins loses a handle on it, but recovers. Now driving from the wing to the block. Picks up her dribble. Now to Wirtz at the elbow. Spin move at the right elbow. Throws up a shot that somehow falls for Sebi Wirtz. She's in double figures with 11. And the lead back to 9 for Clifton Clyde on an 8-0 run of their own. Here we have a loose ball. Reese Johnson tied up. Possession error will stay with Opie. But a game of runs in this contest. Clifton Clyde went on a 10-0 run in the first quarter. That was followed by an 8-0 run for Opie. And now Clifton Clyde has since responded with an 8-0 run of their own. But Kayla Steinke, Alyssa Skowski back out there for Opie. So it's Steinke, Skowski, Skowski, Schmidt, and Tiemeyer. The five on the floor for Dana Wilson. Steinke, far side, over to Schmidt. Over to Alyssa Skowski, now to Kayla Steinke. Tiemeyer now to Harper Schmidt, who dribbles it off her foot out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to Clifton Clyde. They lead things 20-11, 1:52 remaining in the first half. Low-scoring affair, of course, no shot clock for another few more years for Class 1A. Step back three by Wirtz at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound to Lily Skowski. She'll be fouled in the backcourt by Jayla Robbins. That'll be her first, team's third. Harper Schmidt to key things in. looking for Kayla Steinke. Half court, 1-1-3 zone, ready to attack for Clifton Clyde. Cameron T. Meyer on the near side, over to Skowski in the near side corner. Lily with it, down to the elbow, picks up her dribble, loses a handle on it. Now to the elbow to Harper Schmidt. Now Kayla Steinke with it. Near side to Cameron T. Meyer. Finding a cutting Harper Schmidt, her shot rejected, loose ball. Going to go in the hands of Phoenix Armstrong. Now to Sevi Wirtz. Wirtz, top of the key. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Kieran Wirtz. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Of course, try to find some scores from around the area. Other half of this substate is Centralia and Frankfort. Centralia, the top seed in this half of the bracket. So 2-10 is Centralia taking on Frankfort. The other half of the bracket one with the one seed Wabunsee taking on Rural Vista, and then Troy Gossel. Of course, with Madison, they're leading. I have not seen a score update, but Madison, a 7 seed, leading Pretty Prairie, the 2 seed. And the winner of that one will face either Crest or Norwich. That game, or that substate in Madison. We'll be on the road on Friday with Opie taking on Rural Vista, Burlingame taking on Canton Galva, live from Clifton Clyde on Mix 104.9. Ken Hansen will have a double feature as well with Hartford taking on Hutch Central Christian, and Lebo taking on Elyria Christian on Friday night. So multiple opportunities for the Lion County League to put some boys teams out to state. You do have a jumper by Clifton Clyde that's no good, but a rebound to Paige Joy. And Clifton Clyde has doubled up Opie thus far with 40 seconds remaining in the half. Alyssa Skowski underneath. She'll be fouled by Paige Joy. That'll be her second, team's fourth. She'll be subbed out by Ellie Wirtz. But 22-11 our score. Clifton Clyde with a 10-0 run thus far in the second quarter. So had a 10-0 run in the first quarter. Now responded with a 10-0 run. Lily Skowski unable to handle the pass on the inbound. Stolen away by Clifton Clyde. Sevi Wirtz with it in the half court. Going to get a ball screen, maybe use it. She does on the left wing, drive to the block. Off the window, too strong. Rebound to Harper Schmidt. Schmidt to Alyssa Skowski at the elbow. Opposite block to Lily Skowski. Pump fake. High arching shot, no good. Rebound to Clifton Clyde. Sevi Wirtz now with it with 10 seconds to go in the half. Wirtz splits the defender, and that's going to be a foul. You hope it's on Lily Skowski. It is. That'll be only her first. Kayla Steinke also in the same vicinity. That would have been her third. But Sevi Wirtz will key it in just to the right of the scores table with 6 seconds remaining. Wirtz looking for an open teammate. We go back court to Kaylin Baker. Now back to Wirtz. Wirtz, foul line, elbow jumper, and she'll be fouled by Kayla Steinke. Now there's that third foul, and Wirtz back at the line where she is 6 for 6 tonight.